Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Resh Mem Hei, Sif Beis. We already referenced this sif a couple of times, and as you remember, when a stipulation is made at the start of a partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew, the stipulation has to be that the Jew works a corresponding day to the non-Jew's working on Shabbos, and all the revenue for Shabbos, whether it's a lot or a little, goes to the non-Jew, and the corresponding day, all the revenue, whether it's a lot or a little, goes to the Jew. But what if they want to split it? What if they want to split it equally at the end of the day, after they already made the stipulation? So we had seen, already we had seen in Sif Katan Hay, that we saw that when splitting the money, if each partner wishes to go ahead and calculate his individual income, saying, did you generate more revenue than me? If so, let us split the difference. And we saw, so that we could end up with an equal amount. So we saw that Magen Avraham paskened, like the Ravid, who doesn't allow this. This is because it ends up showing that the original stipulation was a hoax. There are those that are makel, but now we're going to see a scenario where the Shulchan Aruch says it can work, and that's Sif Beis. Hecha shehisnu b'tchila. In a scenario where they made a stipulation in the beginning, exactly as we said, where the non-Jew is supposed to take all the Shabbos revenue, whether a lot or a little, he says, im achakach b'shas chalukah. If subsequently, when dividing the revenue, ha'ene nisratze ha'ene Yehudi lachlok b'shava, the non-Jew consented to divide the revenue evenly, mutter, it's permitted. So how is that different than what we just saw? So let's see, sif katan yigimel, nisratze ene yedivo, talomar, sha'ala, this means to say, that sha'ala lefi ma shehisnu, hein rabu ma'at, where both parties, again, they stipulated in the beginning that each partner would receive the revenue of his particular day, irrespective of the amount generated, whether it's going to be large or small. Right? Al-Chelek HaShavis Yeser Miyom Echad HaChol Shal Yisrael. And it ends up being that the Chelek HaShavis ended up being greater than the revenue of Shabbos ended up being greater than the revenue of the weekday that Yisrael had corresponding to it. So then, B'Shas HaChaluka Nisrakta L'Chlok B'Shava. At the time of the Chaluka, they wanted to split it evenly. So here we do not say, like we said earlier, that retroactively, that the non-Jew was the shliach working for the Jew for the Lecha Shabbos. We don't say in this case that it shows that the whole initial split of days was a hoax, and really the non-Jew was working for the non-Jew because the Jew in the end is getting the revenue of that Shabbos day. But rather, since they made the stipulation, and now when they're coming to split it, they just decide, okay, we'll split it. It's viewed ela matana ba'almahu. It's, since the non-Jew doesn't have to do this, it's viewed as a present that the non-Jew is giving to the Jew. The yayiv lo'ayin Yehudi, the non-Jew is giving from his own free will the difference, and even though there was more Shabbos revenue than, let's say, Sunday revenue, the non-Jew agrees to give a matana to the Jew, and vice versa. In other words, they're not going to go ahead and look at who made more, who made less. They're just going to go ahead and split it evenly, and whatever is extra, the other guy is giving the other guy a matana. Why? Came into his new mitzchila, since they made it tonight from the beginning, she'ya yom ha-shabbos shayach lo levado, since they made it tonight from the beginning that Shabbos is totally the non-Jews, v'dafka sharitzui she'elin Yehudi, she'ya ha-choluka b'shava haya b'stama, and specifically, what we're saying here is that the non-Jew, okay, when he's making the agreement, when he made the agreement originally, so now, the agreement now to divide evenly, it came without noting the profits of the one day as opposed to the other. Because they're not making a, that's the distinction. They're not making a calculation now, but rather they're just coming right now, stama, shelo al yidei asiyas cheshbon, without any type of calculation, me revach shnei yamim, aval imba al yidei asiyas cheshbon, but if it comes through a reckoning, meaning that the Jew said to the non-Jew, she Yisrael, omer leni Yehudi, b'shas chaluka, at shaklis v'shabis, you took 100 zuz, mea zuzi, v'ana shakilna, and I took, b'yom achol, and I took, on the weekday, chamishim zuzi, and you're getting 50 more than me, malei li achesron. The Jew said, if the Jew would say to the non-Jew, you have to go ahead and, or please go ahead and make up the difference, give me the difference, and then the non-Jew says, oh, you know what, that's right, that's fair. And he decides to go ahead and equal things out, making it fair to pay him back the difference. So this is what we said in Sif Katan Hay, Sheyesh Deos Bezeh, and that's where we had the Magen Avraham quoting the Ravid, who said that would definitely, at least they hold it, that would be a problem. There were others that were makel, but that's definitely not the preferred way to do it. The way to do it is, later on, they could say, you know what, let's not get into any calculations, let's just split it equally, whoever owes the other guy, in principle, whoever made more, just giving to the other person the difference as a matana. That's okay, because the initial stipulation was that the non-Jew and the Jew gets specifically what they made for their day, the non-Jew for Shabbos and the Jew for the corresponding day. So this is something we discussed a couple of times already, and now we move on to Sif Gimel. Now we're coming up to a scenario where a stipulation wasn't made. What could you do to avoid any of the issues that we saw yesterday that would, again, as we said, it's problematic if you don't make a stipulation. So what else can you do? What other options are available if at the time that they forged the partnership, they did not make a stipulation that the non-Jew takes Shabbos and the Jew has a corresponding day? So he says, Gimel, Heicha shaloh yisnu b'tchila, the case where they did not stipulate initially, yesh tikun al yedezeh. There is a way to rectify the problem. What could you do? You can go ahead and al yedei sheyachzir hamocher lahem d'mei akarka, o yimkaru le'ish acher. What they could do is, let's say they bought together, these partners, a business, land or whatever from some other person together, they can go ahead and sell it back, b'kinyan, or at least make a kinyan, give it b'kinyan back to the original person who sold it to them, and now they could go ahead and reacquire it. Or they could sell it to another person jointly, and then, look what he says, v'yachzeru, and they should, then the partner should then go back, v'yiknu, acquire that business back again, in this case it's land, it's a land business, say it's property, and they should go ahead and acquire it back together, and then yasnu b'shaskniya, and then they can now stipulate again now, at the time of the initial forming of the partnership of the shutvos, which they're now doing from scratch. In other words, what it's saying is, they could go ahead and get rid of the whole initial partnership, they're basically dissolving the partnership, and reforming it by reacquiring the, whatever that is, their partnership was in again, and now making that necessary stipulation. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan yedalad sheyachzir hamocher lahem. So he says you have to know. Uvechoshen mishpat isa shesarech atar kinyan mechadash lahatnos lahamocher. In the choshen mishpat it says that this can't just be stam. They're going to return the money or the receipt. It has to be mamish, a formal kinyan back to the original one who sold them the business. The losagi b'zeh. It's not going to be enough sheyachzir lo adam, and that they're just going to return the money, the hashtar and the bill of sale, right? The shtar v'chira. Vayein sham simen kufpei tef kufzari dalad. And he says, and you should check out there a choshen mishpat, the correct procedure exactly to affect the transaction as well, with the fact that it's going to be a non-Jew. The kinyanim are different with a non-Jew than it is with a Jew. But at the end of the day, it has to be that they are now reintroducing the partnership from scratch by dissolving it, by selling it, or selling it back, or selling it to someone else, and now reacquiring it, and then making the necessary stipulations. Because again, if they don't make the stipulation, then you have everything that we discussed yesterday, where you get into a whole machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, whether or not you can go ahead and split that Shabbos, and right, the Rambam says you can't, and the Ravid says you can, and the Ramah says you could hold like, not the Ravid, the Rush says you, the Rush, sorry, not the Ravid, the Rush says you can, and then the Ramah said you can rely on the Rush, Bishas, at a time when there's a great financial loss. This is how you could avoid the whole issue, by just dissolving the partnership and starting it again from scratch with the proper stipulations. And then the rest of the Shulchan Aruch here, until the Ramah, just gives over two other different scenarios of dissolving the partnership when you're not dealing with a partnership in land. In shtatfu b'chamut v'lo yisnu, if their shitfus was in the selling of merchandise in a store, right? Yachzor kol echad v'yito chelko yivatlu ha-shutfus. So if they formed a partnership to sell merchandise in a store, then each partner can take back his share of the merchandise. This would then go ahead and dissolve the partnership. And then they can go ahead and, like we said, once again, create the partnership anew. Once again, stipulating everything properly from the outset. And then he says, "In kiblu hakarka lasosbo malacha b'shutfus." If they took a joint contract as partners to work land, they're a partnership in working, then how do they go ahead and dissolve the shutfus? Yivatlu hashituf v'yimchalu zeh lezeh. They dissolve the partnership by waiving, by being meichel their mutual obligations. Then once again, so after they dissolve their partnership by being meichel each other, their chiyuvim, because again, this is a issue of worker obligations, because here the partnership is a business in working, and obligations and things like that, so they go ahead and they're moichel their chiyuvim to each other, and then start the whole business from scratch, with the proper hischaivus, the proper obligations to each other, and once again, from the start, with the stipulation that the Jew has a corresponding day to the Shabbos day of the non-Jew, which is, again, totally the revenue of the non-Jew, with the corresponding day being the revenue of the Jew. Another Ramah comes, Hagav, Im Yirtzeh Lahaskir Leina Yehudi Chelko B'Shabbos, or L'Sachol B'Kobet V'Kivo Les Shari. There's another option that one can utilize if there was no stipulation made, comes the Ramah, as he says, what the Jew can do is, he can rent out, he can lease his share of the business to a non-Jew for the Shabbos, or if he doesn't want to do a leasing of it, what he could also do is he could hire the non-Jew, he says, right, L'Sachro V'Kiboles, where he could hire the non-Jew to manage his share of the business on a kablonis basis. So again, he could either lease his share of the business to the non-Jew, and then it's the non-Jew totally working for himself, okay? Or he can hire the non-Jew to manage it on a kablonis basis, where he goes and he tells the non-Jew, you produce for me a certain amount, and I'll give you X amount, a fixed amount. And then the non-Jew is working on Shabbos. In both these cases, the non-Jew is working on Shabbos totally for himself. And this too, he says, Shari is allowed. And then he says something that we'll see the Mishnah Brura is going to quote the Magen Avraham and the Taz, as they don't really understand what this comparison is. And he says, Kaboshin is Baila El, Sof Simon Reish Man Dalad. He says, like we explained earlier at the end of Reish Man Dalad, Leinin Meches, when it comes to the case of when the Jew acquired the tax collection enterprise from the government, or the Matbeya, or the minting coin operation, the Shari, where we allow the Jew to then go hire out Koyim. So, similar to that. The Chol Shekein Kana, for sure here, there they allowed the Maris Ayin, and here also it's for sure okay. Im Shutfus, Ha'ena Yehudi, with a partnership. When you're dealing with a partnership of a non-Jew, there's no issue of Maris Ayin V'chlal, because everyone knows that the non-Jew has a chelek in it, and that he's working for himself. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, who's going to, as I said, quote the Magen Avraham and the Taz, we're going to really have the following question. Look what he says. V'im Yirtzeh V'chul, Ha'ena Magen Avraham V'Taz, Sh'niskashu B'Zeh Ma'od. They have a great difficulty with this Ramah. What's their difficulty? Why should it be permissible, similar to the case of the Meches and Matbeah? If you're comparing it to the selling of the tax enterprise there, it says, there's no comparison to the case of the tax collection enterprise that was sold. Because there, the only reason why it was mutter, if you remember, was Mishum Seida Dafka, was because of the great substantial financial loss that there was a heter, even though there was an Isser Maris Zion. So, what did the Magen Avraham answer? If a Teretz Magen Avraham, the Maskana, the Magen Avraham, at the end, answers up for the Ramah as follows. The Hacha Ayri, that here the Ramah is talking, Shemarski Lo Es Chelko, he's going to say as follows. That when he's going ahead and he is leasing, the first, let's go with the case of leasing, where he's leasing his Chelek, the Shabbos, number one, if you remember, there were opinions there that even Al Schar Shabbos, there was a Heter, Mishum Pseida, was a great substantial financial loss. So he says here, there's going to be no issue at all of either Schar Shabbos or Maris Ayin. You'll see why in a second. Da'acha Ayri Kishamaski Lo Es Chelko B'Shabbos, when he's leasing out his share of the business to the non-Jew, he's doing it Davla. Da'ainu, where Shemaski Lo Ko Yimei HaShabbosos Shelo, he is leasing out all of his Shabbosos in the business, Im Shnayim Ushlosha, with two or three other Yamim Mimei Chol. He's not just leasing him the Shabbos, he's leasing him Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, for example. The Su Lesakan, so then there won't be any issue here, Mishum Schar Shabbos. There's no Schar Shabbos because it's incorporated into other days' revenue. Okay, so that's in terms of Schar Shabbos, there's no issue. But what about Kablonis? Umadishari, when the Ramah gives the second example of something being Mutter B'Kiboles, where the Jew contracted out the non-Jew his part of the business, meaning Mayri Gamkein, Shelo Yiched Lo Shabbos B'Kiboles. That's also a case of Kablonis where he didn't specify that the non-Jew has to work on Shabbos. Ela B'Stamah, rather what he told the non-Jew is as follows. I have a chelik in the business. Okay? But this is what the story is. I'm not working on Shabbos. But, kol emas shetasa bi'atzmecha, whenever you go ahead and produce by yourself, v'taviach li kach v'kach, and produce for me X amount of profit, I will give you this fixed amount. So that's kabbalas. So that's totally okay, because the non-Jew is working for Shabbos in order to produce a certain amount to get his fixed rate from the Jew. So then, according to this new understanding of the Ramah, Ika Revusa da Ramah, the core Chiddush of the Ramah is to Kash Maran, he's teaching us that there's a new scenario here of what to do, what the Jew can do with his partnership if there was no stipulation. And namely, Lo Chayishina Bezeh, Le Maris Ayin, there's not going to be any Maris Ayin, Sheyomru, that people will say, Letzorech Yisrael Hu Osa. That no one will say that the non-Jew is working for the Yisrael. Kevan Sheyadua, Sheyesh Leini Yadi Chelako. Since people know that the other Chelak in the business is the non-Jews, no one's going to think that he's working for the Jew. Umak, so then what does the Rama mean when he says, Umashak Kasav Kemoshin is Bayar, when he says, like it was explained in the end of Siman Reshman Balad by the case of Meches and Matpeya, which has nothing to do with this, that's seemingly only an issue of a Heter, Mishum Marasayan, and possibly Schar Shabbos because of great financial loss. He says, no. All he means, Kavaraso, all the Rama means is, Kemosham, like there, the Lo Chashashu Lamarasayan, the same way there was no concern for Marasayan. So here, Kol Shekei Nacha, there was no concern for Maris Ayin because there was a Heter based on financial loss. Here, it's a Kol Shekei, because here, the lack of Maris Ayin Klal. Here, there's no Heter of Maris Ayin. There's no Maris Ayin at all. Kevan Shehu, since we're dealing with a Shutzis in Ayin Yehudi, since we're dealing with a partnership. The Chayin of Taz, and so to the Taz, Mafik Ladina also concludes, Lacha L'maisa, the Eino Mutter Bezer, that this is only going to be Mutter here, Ere Behavla. We were talking about Havla. So in other words, the case here is Havla, there's no Schar Shabbos, there's no Maris Ayin, and the Chiddush is that there's no Maris Ayin because for sure no Schar Shabbos because of Havla, that's no Chiddush, that we know. The only Chiddush is there's no Maris Ayin. The Afalpi came, Yizayr Shalom Ledaber in Ma'ena Yehudi Be'esek HaShabbos, but he says, even so, you can't talk to your partner, which you might have this desire to do, with respect to the business on Shabbos. The same way in the end of Siman Reish Mem Daled, you never can go ahead and talk with your partner about his work that he's doing on Shabbos, because you have a chelek in the business, and that is a problem when you're talking about your business and involved in your business affairs on Shabbos. Sif Daled. Yechol Yisrael litein la'ina Yehudi mos le'sasek b'hem. A Jew can go ahead and give money to a non-Jewish investor. In other words, he can give his money to a non-Jewish person who's going to go ahead and invest the money for him. Even though the non-Jew will be doing business with his money, he's going to be investing his money in businesses and things like that on Shabbos. He's going to do stuff with his money on Shabbos. He can go ahead and he can split all the profits from the investment evenly. Why? Because here, the work is not incumbent upon the Jew at all to do. So, if that's the case, where the Jew does not have to do any of the work, then there's no problem. No one's going to say that the non-Jew is doing the Jew's work in his stead. And also, people cannot go ahead and tell who the money belongs to. So therefore, there's no problem. He gives his money to a non-Jew to invest. The non-Jew invests whenever he feels like. If he wants to deal with it on Shabbos, he does it on Shabbos. If he wants to deal with it on the weekday, he does it on the weekday. What's the problem? There's no problem. The Jew did not have any obligation in this deal to do any work on Shabbos if the non-Jew is working for him. And no one knows that he's working with the Jew's money. So there's no Maris Ayin issue either. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif Katan Tez Zayin Mipnei She'ein. Because, he says, the reason why it's okay is because there was no obligation, there's nothing incumbent upon the Jew to actually do any work on Shabbos that this non-Jew is doing. Because he says, Shem Haisam Utalas Alav, because if there was some type of obligation for the Jew to do some work with that money on Shabbos, then again it would be Asa Medina, because the non-Jew would be working for the Jew. The Moshe Krasa, like we said earlier in Sif Aleph, Shem Lo Hisne, that if there's no stipulation with your partner, Shalsa, it's going to be Asa. Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Shenomar, no one's going to say that the non-Jew is doing work for the Jew. Umishum Mechtek Ischar Shabbos Leka, and any issue of it appearing to be Schar Shabbos, where the Jew is gaining revenue from Shabbos, there's no problem either. Darehu Vavla, because this is clearly a Havla situation. He's investing money, and all the profits are coming from Shabbos together with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. In the comments, Simon Shin Zayin, check out Shimon Zayin, Sef Kimel and Sef David, Umashak Asafti, and what wrote there earlier, later, Sham in the Mishnah Brura. He continues on, Sif Katan Yud Ches, and the Shulchan Aruch said is also the it is not clear to anyone whose money this is, whose investment and whose money this belongs to, and therefore there's no issue of Maris Ayin. Rotsa Lomar, this means to say, the Mishum Maris Ayin, this means to say that there's no problem of Maris Ayin. Sheyomru Abriyos, people will say, She'ena Yehudi Schirahu, that the Ena Yehudi is working for him, that's like a Gamkan. There's nothing like that here. No one knows whose business this is. Shemaya Nika, because if it was clear that it's the Jew's business that he's investing in, the Nikra al Shem Yisrael, and they would know that this is this Jewish investor's business, it would be Haya Aser. It would be Aser. Kamosha Kasav, like we say in Siman Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, Gare Mechatz, by a bathhouse, like Ainsham. When we come up on Kolze, Eino Mutter Ella, Yeshabo Yom Alan Yehudi, Sheyasasek Ben Veshavas. This heta of giving money, investing money with a non-Jew, for the non-Jew to go ahead and run or invest money for him in a business with his malacha, is only if he doesn't tell the non-Jew to go ahead and work and invest and do anything with respect to malacha with his money, b'shabbos. And Hashayinu Yehudi b'yatzmo osekein, the non-Jew does all his business dealings with his money by himself on Shabbos. Like we'll see similar to this coming up in Sifhei. We now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says now as follows. The Dafka B'Kahai Gavna, She'ha'eno Yehudi, no seven, no sein, lichud im hamos. He says, this is allowed only in a case such as this, where only the non-Jew deals with the money. Aval im kol echad osek b'yomo, the Yisrael tzarech, similar to what the Mishnah Brura was spelled out before. And he says, if the arrangement was that this Jew who invested money and gave money for the non-Jew to invest in businesses and things like that, if each of them had to go ahead and work and invest one day, and the non-Jew is doing his day on Shabbos, the Yisrael, Tzarech Lasov Neged, and the Yisrael has to go ahead and work one day corresponding to the non-Jew's Shabbos day, Mashal Sagei Yadu B'Shabbos, that would be Aser. Sifkatun Yutes, Aser, Im Lo Shehisne Imo. Again, that would be Yasser, unless, once again, their partners, unless there was a stipulation, unless that was the stipulation from the start, that Shabbos was totally the non-Jews, and the other day is the Jews. But otherwise, it's going to be Yasser, like we've been saying all along, because then the non-Jew would be working for the Jew on Shabbos, on his chelek of the business. The Yisrael, sheyesh lo mashkon min ha'eno Yehudi, and he's now adds the Ramah, that Yisrael that has a mashkon is a separate inyan totally. A Yisrael that happens to have a mashkon from a non-Jew, and because the non-Jew owes him money, Ayin Lekamen Simen Shin Chafei, Sif, Beis, and Gimel, he says, see later on the halachas there with respect to the mashkon. But this has, again, nothing to do really what we're talking about specifically right now, and that's going to be dealt with later on. Sif Hei. Mutter liYisrael liTein Tzchira leEinu Yehudi limkor. A Jew can hire a non-Jew to sell merchandise for him. Im katzas lo tzcha. If the way he hired a non-Jew to sell his merchandise was for a project-based wage, meaning it was the kablonus, ubilvad shelo yomar lo mechor Shabbos. This is obviously provided that he does not instruct the non-Jew to sell the merchandise on Shabbos. Look at Sif Katan. Chaf im katzas, if he hires him as a kablon, where he's hiring for a project-based wage to sell the merchandise for him, it's okay, because once again, the Azamrina, like the non-Jew, of the Geshlucho. Because once again, we say that the non-Jew will be working for his own purposes and not on behalf of the Yid. Sif Katan Chof Aleph, Uvil Vad, Shalom Alam Chav Shabbos. So this is only okay, you can tell him to sell the merchandise. The Kabbalah is only if he doesn't tell him to work on Shabbos. Vim Yom Ashuk Hu B'Shabbos. And if the market day is on Shabbos, so then it's not the problem. Because that's the main day to sell all the merchandise. There, Afilu B'Stama Aser. In that case, even if the Jew does not explicitly tell the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. Because it's like he said to him, Mechalali B'Shabbos. It's like he said to him, sell for me the merchandise on Shabbos. Now, another case. Tana Shalakha Yisrael Mashkal Meina Yehudi. You have a case of a commercial oven where the Israel took the commercial oven as a mashkon from a loan from a non-Jew. In other words, the non-Jew borrowed money from the Jew. The Jew took from the non-Jew this commercial oven. But then, very interestingly, what he did was, the kibbutz alav ani Yehudi, and the non-Jew went ahead and worked this commercial oven, and the mashkon of the non-Jew was by the Jew. But the Jew let the non-Jew bake in the oven, and said to him, and there was an acceptance, shemashiyale eschar atanur, that any revenue that comes from this commercial oven, yitain, the non-Jew will give the Israel beribis, he will be paying off the interest of the loan with the revenue from the mashkon. Mutar litol schar shabbos. In that case, this revenue, this interest, could be taken even though the non-Jew is baking with this commercial oven on Shabbos. Lefi shehu b'shus ha'ini Yehudi. Because really, this is whose oven? This is the oven of the non-Jew. Ve'im Yisrael chelek bo. The Yisrael doesn't really have a chelek in it, it's just a mashkon. The gam ha'ini Yisrael omero lasok b'Shabbos. And also, the Jew doesn't tell the non-Jew to bake in it on Shabbos. Ve'inu Yehudi ki katarach v'nafshei tarach l'kayim to know. And the non-Jew who is going ahead and working and baking in this oven that's a mashkon by the Jew, where the non-Jew is now baking from it, this non-Jew is baking totally for himself to pay off the interest. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan chavbeiz mutar lito hainu afilu shalom ba'avla ve'in sarach las nos klum. This is even if it's not incorporated with other days' revenue, even if there's no avla, and even without any prior stipulation. What's the basic idea here? Why is this the case? Because here, it's different, because the whole Isser of Schar Shabbos applies only to a charge for a service or a usage rendered on Shabbos where the payment is connected to time. In this case, however, the Jew is not charging for usage of the oven, since the oven is not his. Rather, the oven is the agreed-upon means through which the non-Jew is paying the interest that he owes for the debt. Thus, the non-Jew is not paying for Shabbos usage. He's using money that he earned on Shabbos to pay a debt that has nothing to do with Shabbos.